Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
Where we are right now in 2020, I do believe justice is on the ballot. It's on the ballot in terms of impeachment. It's on the ballot in terms of economic justice, health justice, and so many other issues.
California Senator Kamala Harris is the third candidate in 3 days to end their campaign for the Democratic nomination. She had one of the largest campaign events. 20,000 people attended her first rally. She did qualify for this month's debate, but her campaign was losing momentum overall. Her exit leaves just 6 candidates slated for the next debate, all of them white. 3 candidates of color are still in the race. Entrepreneur Andrew Yang needs one more qualifying poll to get on stage, but it's not looking as good for New Jersey Senator Cory Booker or former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick. Ross Wilburn, Iowa State Representative, supported Harris not only for her experience as California's Attorney General and then Senator, but also for her personal story.
I remember the moment that Ohio goes for Obama and that he was going to be President of the United States. Just the historic nature of that moment. I mean, I cried for about 15 minutes. And one of the reasons that I had supported him was healthcare. But that role model, that symbolically, it was important for me as an African American. I want that for my daughter. I want that feeling for my sisters, for Iowans.
Throughout her campaign, Harris's support for impeachment was clear. Today, the House Judiciary Committee hears from a panel of constitutional experts on whether the Intelligence Committee's evidence warrants articles of impeachment. President Trump declined to attend or send his own counsel. He's in London for the annual NATO summit, keeping the peace in Europe since World War II. For 70 years, the Allies have agreed that an attack on one is an attack on all, creating a powerful defense against the Soviet Union. President Trump has questioned that from time to time, and did so again yesterday. Here's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on who might benefit from a weakened NATO.
Questioning our commitment to NATO and Article 5 of NATO, who benefits from that but Putin? So this is a very dangerous posture for our country to take by any measure, militarily, strategically, ethically, in every way. All roads lead to Putin.
Although the communist bloc has split apart, Russia's recent annexation of Crimea and the ongoing war between Ukraine and Russian-backed insurgents suggests an enduring threat. Trump also reiterated his support of Turkey, a NATO country breaking another core tenet of the alliance, that countries don't buy military weapons outside the pact, particularly not from Russia. This follows Turkey's attacks against U.S.-allied Kurds in northern Syria after Trump withdrew U.S. troops. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders disagrees with the president.
No, Turkey is not a U.S. ally when they invade another country and engage in mass slaughter.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.